Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah. Fun things insert here.
I hope so. I don't want to insert boring things.
I'm not going to say anything funny this episode.
Are you not?
No, I decided just in the moments beforehand. I thought, do you know what? No.
No.
It's going to be a somber retelling of the episode where I make anti-jokes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll look forward to working with that.
Yeah. So anytime I think of something funny, I'll think of the opposite and then say that.
That sounds like more mental effort.
Fucking hell, what are we talking about this episode?
Talking about Buffy, some Suffy Bummers.
So do you know what I thought I'd do? I thought I'd move down to Suffolk and open a gay pub.
It's called Suffy Bummers.
You don't get all kinds in here, just mostly bears. But fucking hell, yeah. Careening kind of towards the end of the season.
Yeah, we're episode 9. Puppet Show.
What? 9 Puncture?
Puppet Show.
Oh, and episode 10, Nightmares.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, we both made a conscious effort to make fewer notes this time and to look at our phones less, so how does it start?
So, fucking talent show.
Talent show.
High school auditorium. Jars is sitting there masturbating furiously. He's like, this is my talent.
He's got a huge talent.
I can go from naught to ejaculation in 10 seconds. Press the timer. I haven't got a timer. Use your mouth. To what time? No, to suck me. What?
And count to 10.
Yeah. So Jars has been put in charge of the high school talent show.
Yes, and he calls the new principal the Führer.
Yeah, I liked that. I liked the introduction of the new principal as well.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. And I also liked that once we, later on, there's a little hint that it's him that's the demon.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. If I'd thought about that a little harder, I probably could have put that together. And then it turns out it wasn't even that. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, all right. Well done. Well done, Joss.
But yeah, like Buffy and the others are like, oh, Talentress is so gay. And Joss...
Yes, I know.
It's like, I know, I fucking hate being here. They're like, why are you here? And it's like, well, Principal Snyder said it'd be good for me. Why? I don't know. He thinks that I need more talent in my life.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be a lot of room for me in this story.
Yes. We don't go near a library in this episode. So Josh is like, Giles is going to put you in charge of the talent show.
Okay, Giles. Giles, I'm going to put you in charge of the talent show. And I want you to ejaculate in 10 seconds, okay?
What, for the talent show?
No, just for me and my private collection. I may use this for a story later. You never know. It's important either way.
Just like, okay. He's like, I want you to masturbate in my mouth. I don't want to do that. If you close your eyes and I put on a wig, is that okay? No. But yeah, so they're watching everyone do their shitty acts and Cordelia's trying to sing The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston, which there are so few people in the world who can take on a Whitney Houston song.
Yeah.
Like, why would you even try? Like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's like a Whitney Houston, a Mariah song, an Aretha Franklin song. Like, you've got to be a caliber to even think you can do that. But yeah. I admire Cordelia's self-belief.
I despise Cordelia's self-belief.
So they're all fucking watching the talent show. And then they're like, the others are like, oh, this is stupid and I'm going to go. So we get out to go. And then Snyder, Principal Snyder appears and he's like, oh, so we think that talent shows are gay, do we? They're like, no, we don't know. I mean, like, we do if you do. Like, I don't know. He goes, I know what would be perfect for you, young scallywags. You're going to put on a show... for me.
And it better be the gayest thing I've ever seen in this
school.
I want
you to do cabaret, and I want you all to pretend to be the opposite gender, pretending to be the opposite gender. It's going to be like a double drag. Xander, you have to pretend to be a man. No, pretend to be a woman. I want you to pretend to be Liza Minnelli, pretending to be Bird Bacharach. No, forget all that. Scrap all that. I want you guys to pretend to be... I want you to do a three-person production of Moulin Rouge. Like, okay.
Use Giles as huge talent.
Yes. Buffy, I want you to be Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor. She's like, who's Ewan McGregor? She's like, damn. I guess Trainspotting hasn't come out yet. Okay. Let's think of another musical. Grease. We all know Grease, don't we?
Yeah. Buffy, you're going to be Sandy and Annie.
Yeah.
Xander and Giles. I don't give a shit.
Giles, you could be fucking, what's her name? Who's the one who gets pregnant?
Rizzle Kicks.
Willow, you can be Frenchie and Frenchie's friend. They're like, oh, what? And Buffy's like, can we just get detention? And he's like, no, I think this would be a good learning experience for you. No, we don't do detention here. It's either musicals or death. And they're like, fuck.
Yeah, they're terrified of performing in the talent show.
Yeah.
Which I guess a lot of people would be if they don't have a natural performing instinct.
Yeah. If you can't sing, dance, or play an instrument, there's not a lot that you would want to kind of do a talent show for, I guess.
No. I feel like I found things anyway in high school.
Well, you can do like two of those things.
Yeah, I couldn't then, though.
Oh, really?
Well,
wait, like, what, you couldn't, when did you learn how to play an instrument?
Well, I picked up a guitar at age like 14.
Right, okay.
So I guess it depends when in high school.
Well, these guys are like...
Yeah, by their age, I would have been able to play guitar.
Yeah.
And probably would have tried to sing as well, wouldn't have been able to, which would have been embarrassing.
Wow.
But I did plenty of that anyway, so...
But so then they're all like, ah! And then...
And then they stop and they're like, oh yeah, we've got to practice for the talent show.
Okay, Buffy, you play the saxophone. Willow, you learn how to make a pound cake in under a minute. And I'll learn how to ride a unicycle whilst juggling dogs.
That would be pretty impressive. I mean, even just juggling dogs. Like, as long as you're not hurting the... As long as the dogs are enjoying it.
I can't imagine any dogs that enjoy being juggled.
No, I'm thinking like little puppies.
Oh, maybe.
But, yeah, combine that with a unicycle.
And a chainsaw. So anyway, like Morgan comes on to do his ventriloquist act. It's like, look, I'm whatever, I'm Barney the Dummy, and blah blah blah. Rah, 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 rah.
Yeah,
but he's doing it. He's not ventriloquizing very well.
He's not ventriloquizing. And then the dummy just starts going.
Geez, with jokes like these, I could fucking do shit things. Yeah. I was like, with jokes like this, well, something called, what does he say? Like, I'll laugh like a banana or something like that.
You think I've got wood? You should be sitting down this guy's lap with me.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, that's funny. And then Morgan's like, Sid, don't say that, blah, blah, blah. You're ruining my act. And he's like, ruining our act. My pants are on fire. And then they're like, oh.
Bring that ass over here, Toots.
And everyone's like, oh, isn't that good? Isn't that lovely? And then we cut.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And then, like, we cut to one of the dancers in the thing getting changed in the locker room.
Yes.
And we just get, like, a point of view shot of her.
Why do people still go in the locker room in that school?
Right?
like, there must be the amount of people who get killed in that fucking locker room.
Right, so true. Yeah, she gets, we assume, killed. And then it's title sequence, like, oh, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, really late title sequence in this one.
I thought so too. I thought the title sequence was going to hit. There was a point earlier on.
I think I felt that. I also can't remember the point, but I also remember thinking title sequence now, and then no.
Yeah, I think it might have been like the dummy like moved, like turned its head and did like an expression or something.
Yeah.
And then I thought, that's going to be it. And then it went to the next bit, and I was like, oh.
And I almost made a note to be like, this is the only episode yet that hasn't had a title sequence.
No.
Then I was wrong, because then the title sequence happened just later than I thought. Doesn't matter when you shoot, halfway through the episode, why not?
But yeah, we cut to the fucking next day, and Giles comes out of the locker room. He's like, Amanda was killed and got her heart cut out. And so one of my notes was Giles just got to walk into a crime scene and examine the body. I was like, who let him do this?
I like that this is also like the only police presence. We see like two doctors and one policeman. And then after that, like, it's just, they've just moved on.
I just think it must happen so often in Sunnydale.
Yeah, they're just like, fuck it. And they probably just assume it happens like that everywhere else.
Yeah.
People just drop dead all the time.
Mm.
In locker rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, they walked in on Giles. He had his glasses off. His hand in the girl's chest. And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm the coroner. Like, oh, but he said he's a coroner. He must be the coroner.
I'm just trying to see if her heart is still in here.
Yes, and it's not. So I put a grapefruit in there instead. Is that okay?
Yeah. Doctor, is that okay? I assume that's just what you would have done.
Yeah, the juice is to preserve the surrounding tissue. Yeah, he comes out and he tells Buffy. He's like, oh, Buffy, this is what happened. And they're like, oh, God. And then she's like, demon? And then he's like, well, demon, no, because they found them. We get like a cutaway shot of them putting a knife in a bag. Mizander sees it and he's like, oh, demons don't use knives. And Buffy's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Got a human serial killer on the loose. It might not be a serial killer. He needs to kill two more people first.
He hasn't killed any cereal yet.
No. Only pancakes.
Either way, breakfast is in trouble.
So then we cut back to more talent show stuff, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think so. And
someone's juggling knives now. But yeah, everyone's like, fuck. So Buffy's like, in the meantime, being like, Giles, can you like, just in case, can you just see if, you know, there's a demon that likes to harvest hearts or something like that?
Mm.
He's like, oh, yes, I'll do that. I'll go find my books now. But then come in my office, because if you come in my office unannounced, who knows what I might be doing? I could be sharpening pencils. I could be sharpening my own lead.
Yeah. Could be preparing for my next grapefruit operation.
I could be having Mrs. Callender give me a thorough rectal examination with a spyglass, a tub of Crisco, and
a blowtorch. Got to get those polyps.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And then, yeah, Buffy's mum's all like...
She's got it going on.
She's all like, oh, is there something bothering you besides, you know, the upcoming talent show? And I was like, maybe the girl found with her heart removed at the school, like today or yesterday.
Yeah, a girl got brutally murdered at my school.
It's like, oh, but is there something besides the talent show that's bothering you?
Sid and Morgan, the puppet and the puppet master, get in a car and they drive to McDonald's. And Sid's like, get me a hamburger, another hamburger, and a third hamburger. And then Morgan's like, but Sid, you're a dummy. You can't eat anything.
I'll take a filet of fish.
He's like, the fuck is wrong with you? The fuck orders the filet of fish?
You noodle dick Jew.
Sid! We don't talk like that anymore.
Oh, God. So they sit in the parking lot of the Mackie D's. So yeah, they turn on the radio and who else is playing but I had about five different artists go through my head then and none of them are ones I wanted to say.
So they turn the radio straight back. It's just white noise.
Yeah, but it's just like, turn it back, I like white noise.
It's better than black noise.
I like this white noise. It's pure and it's snowy. I completely without bass. Anyway. So she's like, we have to, one is not enough. We have to do the other thing. And Sid is like, and Morgan's like, Sid, no, I can't. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, but if we don't, then this will happen.
She's the last one.
Yeah.
And I'll be free.
And he's like, no, Sid.
Oh, geez, Sid. You ain't gonna make me kill her, are you?
And then what happens?
We get the, after the scene with Buffy's mom in her bedroom, we get that thing, the moment that actually did give me a bit of a jump scare.
That was scary.
Yeah, it was like the, she turns the light out to go to bed and then camera pan across to the window and then puppet face.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
And then, and it, God, just his little legs like running around, really freaking out. That's
the little sound effect, the little diddly sound effect.
Yeah, he tries to attack Buffy in the room and Buffy's like, ah, because like, he jumps out of her bed at her.
Yeah, he doesn't try very hard, does he?
No, but I guess like he has to, all he has on his side is the element of surprise because he's not, he's got the strength of a dummy, I assume.
Yeah, and Morgan has like refused to help him.
Yeah, so Buffy's mom comes in fucking super fast. That bitch was not even laid down. She was waiting outside that room.
Yeah.
So Buffy, I heard you scream. I thought you needed me. Buffy's like, Mom, something was in here. And then she's like, there's nothing in here, Buffy. And Buffy was like, oh. And Mom's like, you shouldn't sleep with your window open. And then Buffy was like, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I did the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games thing again. I don't. Oh, what is the thing that, like, you're trying? Is it like X-Files or something?
Like, there's a sound that Eddie Izzard used to do for, like, spooky things. And it sounds like that.
Yeah,
like different notes, and I can't think of what it is now, but I've just got that in my head.
Because I feel like you always have done that as a spooky sound.
Yeah, but it's not been the Hunger Games.
Has it not? Because that's all I can think of now.
Yeah, but I used to do what the sound should be, but now it's just coming out as that, and I can't think of what it is. So next day, Buffy gets into school / library / Giles' office / Giles' pants. Is that her blowjob noise?
Yeah, he just Giles just can't move past it. And it goes on longer than 10 seconds. And he's like, Buffy, you ruined it.
If I don't come in 10 seconds, it's not an act. It's just fucking statutory rape. So she goes to the library. And Xander is fucking sitting there with Sid.
Yeah, because matey boy, who was sitting there with it in class.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that bit.
Yeah, got
Thank God you remembered, Tom. Morgan brought him to class
and was like sitting with him on the desk. And I was like, how was that allowed in the first place?
Right? And so Sid's giving like smarmy answers to the questions the teacher's answering.
Yeah.
Asking. And the teacher's like, that's it, Morgan. Give me your dummy. He's like, oh, no, but teacher, you can. And
she's
like,
teach.
And she grabs a dummy and puts it in her upper cupboard, I guess.
Hey.
She lifts her boobs and puts them under there. She's like, this is the mature version of the pencil test.
You need one of those puppets, and I have yet to come across one.
And after class, Morgan's like, oh, teach, can I have my puppy back? Not my puppy, my puppet back. Can I have my dog back? It's like, I don't have your dog.
She lifts up her boobs and it's gone.
Where did my dog go? She's like, I didn't have your dog. If you don't have my dog, who does have my dog? And you see just like a bit of leg hanging out of his lip. She's like, Morgan, I think you ate your dog.
You ate my dog.
He's like, oh, sorry, I was going to make an excuse for not bringing in my homework and I think I got confused.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she opens up the cupboard and the dummy's not there.
Yeah, and she's like, God, jeez. Oh, my head
hurts. He has a little bit of a stroke. And we cut to La Bibliothèque, and Xander is there with Sid the dummy.
Yes, who is now completely inanimate.
Yeah, and Buffy comes in and she's like, Giles, I need to tell you about what happened last. And she's like, that fucking dummy, I swear he was in my room last night. And Xander's like, he's wood. And he bangs him over the table.
Bends him over the table.
Yeah, he's wood, Buffy, look. And he just gets out his dick, thrusts it into the little hole in the bottom of Sid's ass where the hand goes. He's like, look, see? Thrust. He's just wood.
Think I'd be able to do this if he wasn't made of wood?
And Buffy's like,
I don't think you should be doing that. And so then Buffy goes off to try and find Morgan because they're like, he'll be looking for his puppet.
Yeah, she's like, Morgan!
And he better not catch you doing that with it, Xander.
Oh, gross. She's like, she goes and looks for Morgan with her binoculars.
Yeah.
And she can't see him because he's turned invisible.
because he's actually really close to her.
Yeah.
She's just walking down the corridors of the school.
But yeah, she goes backstage of the talent show and she trips over a body.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, another one.
Bites the dust.
Yeah.
But yeah, like before this, Giles and the rest were doing like interviews with randomers from the talent show to try and figure out if they'd seen anything weird with anyone in the talent show. Because they have a sneaking suspicion it was someone in the talent show.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why they just landed on this. It has to be someone in the show. Yeah. They're very certain it's someone in the show. And I can't think why, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was to do with the murdered girl being in the talent show and like the people she was around most recently were the other people in the talent show. And then some other things.
I think after this is when Buffy's like, I found his body, blah, 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 so it's not Morgan. And then Xander, and then Giles says, well, I found something about demons who kill to get body parts. It's these brothers called the Seven Brothers. And they're related to the Seven Sisters, if you know them. They have a road in London. Anyway, I'm going, like, if they eat hearts and brains to keep themselves human for another 7 years... We do this every 7 years, so it must be one of them.
Yes, and by this point, Sid the puppet has disappeared from the library.
Oh, yeah, because he was sitting with them, weren't he?
Yeah.
And Xander, like, turns around.
And he's like, oh, my God.
He turns around.
Yeah, that was great. I loved that. Because it was very scary because he just pans over Xander and the puppet's there and then it goes back and it's gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that would creep me the fuck out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Puppet's good. And I can't remember how exactly the switcheroo happens where the puppet is a demon slayer.
So, Buffy... it's when Buffy is, like, looking for... It's when she was looking for Morgan... She went looking for... Yeah, this all happens back to front. Maybe I should have taken notes. Anyway, so Buffy, when she was looking for Morgan, she found him. Then she was like, oh my God, dead. Someone dropped a chandelier on her.
Oh, yeah. I remember that making me laugh because like she's like, the chandelier falls on her. And then the next scene, it like sort of fades in to Buffy underneath the chandelier. And she's like a perfect soldier straight, like arms by her side. So I was like, what?
Oh God, so Sid tries to kill her but she gets free and she pins up against the wall and she's like, who sent you?
Who does number two work for?
And they talk and then Sid's like, well, at least now you'll never be human. And she's like, and neither will you. And they both go, what? And then they cut back to the library and they all sitting down having a cup of cha.
And it really looks like there's in the shot of Sid, the puppet, behind him, there's like a steaming kettle.
Yeah.
And it really looks like he's holding a cigarette. And it like... But yeah, so he explains that he is, in fact, a demon slayer who is hunting the seven demons that Giles has discovered. There's only one of them left. And he thought it was Buffy because she's super strong.
She's strong.
But...
nubile.
But yeah. something, he got cursed and is now a puppet.
He got cursed along the way. And the only way to break the curse is to kill the last demon.
Yeah.
They're like, but who is it? And it says, like, it's definitely someone in the talent show. Don't ask me how.
Let's not go into why we know that much. But
And I was like, fuck, le talent show.
Le spectacle de talent.
Oh, fuck off, French. Said Sid. Yeah, and then she's like, do a power circle before the show and then you'll be able to see who's missing and whoever's missing is the demon.
Yes. So Giles does and there's no one missing.
Yeah. And Buffy, I think just after this, she's backstage of the talent show, like just like generally like looking for any wrongdoers, I guess. And then she finds Morgan's brain like hanging from a rope or something.
It like lands in her hands.
She's like, ew.
She's like, ew.
She tells Willow.
I guess it wasn't a tasty enough brain.
Yeah, and then they look at his medical files and it turns out he had brain cancer. And then Buffy's like, so if he needs another brain, I guess he'd be looking for like the smartest person in school. And they look at
Willow. Oh, yeah, that's it. And then they're all worried. And then they realize that the fact that the Giles's power circle was full and there was nobody missing means that whoever is the demon is still there and they're looking for someone smart, and Giles is really smart, so they're all like,
let's run and get Giles. They're all like, fucking hell, Willow, quickly get out the boombox, put on the Charlie's Angels theme tune, and let's run there. Buffy's like swinging her hair in the hallway, running in slow motion, and Willow's trying to keep up, dragging the boombox behind her. Xander ran, but he slips on a banana peel.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, calamitous.
Is this really a time for slow motion, guys? Thought we were in a hurry.
So Giles, meanwhile, was helping out the magician guy with a trick. Magician guy's like, I need you to get in this guillotine, because my...
Giles is like, you fucking prick.
Because my assistant didn't turn up. I think she died. So anyway, put your head in here.
Yeah, and he gives a demonstration. Oh, fuck it, that doesn't matter. Yeah.
But Giles is like, so how does the trick work exactly? And he's like, what trick? And Giles is like, what? So then the guy starts like chopping at the bit of rope. And I was like, if this is real, you would just pull up the... Oh, no, because he had to tie it while he was securing Giles, I guess.
That's what I was going to say. And that was what I was going to launch into. And then I was like, fuck it. It's stupid. Yeah. The axe thing is just for suspense.
He's cutting it with an axe. And then it breaks. The rope's about to fall. Buffy, like, tackles him to the floor. Xander grabs the blade just in time.
Yes, and all Giles gets is a sharp haircut.
Yes. Said Giles.
Oh, that's it.
So Willow's trying to get him out of the contraption. Buffy's fighting the demon guy. He's still human at this point, but he's like shedding into his demon form.
Yeah.
Buffy's like, ew. I loved her fighting.
He was really cutting it fine to get Giles.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, he did say like we need to be quick. I ain't got a lot of time. At one point.
Yeah, that's true. Like, oh. And he thought he already had a brain the day before.
Yeah, he thought he had a brain. But yeah, Buffy starts going like, pow, 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 pow. And then he proper like demons out.
Yeah.
And Buffy kicks him, he lands in the guillotine, and she's like, let go! And Willow lets go, or Xander lets go with the rope, and the blade comes down and chops off his head.
Yes, and then Sid the Puppet's all like, it's not done. We need to destroy his heart, and then I will die as well. And this is an emotional moment, so everyone be quiet.
Yeah.
Bleh.
So he kills the demon, and he dies. Buffy picks up his little wooden body. She holds him like she's carrying him over the threshold. And then the curtains open and everyone's at the talent show. And I loved that so much because they all just like look like,
Yeah.
And then Snyder's watching him and he's like, I don't get it. Is it avant-garde?
Yeah, and then the episode ends. And I like that we get to see a bit of what their act.
Yeah, I thought that was excellent.
Yeah.
The Oedipus thing. Oh, Oedipus, something, something, something. I saw that you ever were and all that you ever shall be. And Xander's like, and the Willow just bolts. And I was like, see, she had the right idea.
Yeah.
They should have just all walked out on stage, bowed, and then walked off.
Did you notice that the shot of the audience
was the same?
The same.
The opera bit.
Yeah,
I did.
I liked that.
I didn't.
No?
No, because I hate when I notice that they've like reused things. I'm like...
Oh, but I thought it was intentional.
No, I don't think so.
Because it's her nightmare.
Now, to me, it just seemed like they already had the shot of an audience, so they used the shot of the audience.
That might... There's a very good chance that may well have been what it did.
I almost 100% think it was that.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't intentionally do that, I don't think.
I don't know. I thought it was quite good because that is a very recent traumatic experience that she may well be having nightmares about.
I think if this was made now, you'd be 100% right. At the time this was made, that was definitely like, no one would ever notice that. We've already got a shot for this.
Yeah,
to hire another like 200.
There were such distinctive people in the front row and such distinctive gaps.
Clued me in. If it wasn't her in it, I wouldn't have noticed it, I don't think.
Mm.
But when this was like released, like it wasn't even like released on VHS for like years after, you know. So they definitely just
there would have been at least a week in between releases.
Yeah, and
episodes,
like people couldn't like save it on TiVo or any of that kind of stuff back then.
Yeah, so no one would have noticed.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good
but
point.
Anyway, yeah, so the puppet show, fucking hell, end of the episode.
Yeah.
And we fucking sail into nightmares.
Oh, that sounds scary.
It is scary.
I don't want to sail into nightmares.
Now I think about that, I don't either.
I mean, you don't want to sail anywhere.
Unless it's with any other, no. Anyways.
Do you know what that I discovered recently?
What?
That song was number one the day I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
Mine was fucking Kylie and Jason Donovan, especially for you. Which I think is very, very, you know, like indicative. Yeah, fucking nightmares. On Elm Street.
There we go.
Or Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Or whatever nightmares things are there.
Those are the big two, really.
Yeah, kind of.
On Elm Street. And don't be on Elm Street before Christmas.
Fucking hell. Or maybe do.
Or maybe do. Maybe the nightmares will cancel each other out and you just have pleasant dreams. Freddy Krueger will just kill Jack Skellington.
That would be such a sick film.
Yeah.
Yeah, we start off in class, right?
Yes, spiders in a book.
I looked away for this bit.
Oh, really?
I knew it was coming. I was like, I can't cope with that.
I didn't know it was coming. Uh-huh. I thought it was dumb in the moment that he didn't stand up.
I thought he did.
No, he didn't. He sits there with spiders crawling over him going, oh, somebody help me. And I was like, that's not... When you see you've got an insect on you, you stand up and freak the fuck out and, you know, go, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, he just fucking sits there in the spiders and going, it's going, oh, somebody help. But then we find out that it's a recurring nightmare that he has.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I don't know this guy's name, but I'm sure I've seen him in other things, which really bothered me.
His name is Wendell.
In the show?
Yeah.
What a fucking 90s name that is.
I know. Who the fuck would name their kid Wendell?
Like,
it's a very American name. Like,
you'd have to be like the coolest person to pull that name off.
Yeah, but it just sets you up to not be cool. Like, it's a fucking dweeb name.
Wendell. Yeah, you would have to be everything that name doesn't imply to pull it off.
Yeah. I don't think it's a name at all here. I've definitely never met anyone called Wendell.
It's like, when have you ever met anyone called Buffy?
Well, yeah, that's true.
So I think it is an American thing.
Yeah.
Wendell. Maybe it's a German name.
Wendell.
That sounds quite sexy with the V sound.
Maybe he should have just gone by Wendell.
Yeah. Maybe his last name starts with like a W as well.
Wendell Vorpenheimer.
I run the local ice cream shop. I only have 3 flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. I'd have to put all three on a cone, and I give you certain designs sometimes.
Isn't that what that Neapolitan is?
Yes, before it was called Neapolitan, we called it Nazi-politan. You chomp through the middle and it'd be a swastika all the way through, like Brighton Rock.
There are a couple of swastikas in this episode.
There are, which I didn't notice before. And I get it, because he does reference it earlier.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
There's a tiny throwaway line earlier.
Yeah, I thought that's a lot to put on a wall for such a little line.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
That would not happen now.
Yeah, for sure. And I sort of wonder, like, because I've seen this episode a lot, and this is the first time I've ever noticed that. And I'm sort of wondering, was it in the original broadcast that I saw on TV? And there's no way for me to know that now.
Yeah, I don't know.
But maybe,
well, I thought not, I quite like. I'm not sure what it like means exactly, but it's quite funny that on when they're running on the way out and they walk back past that entrance where the swastikas were spray painted on the wall, they've been replaced with signs about vandalism.
Really?
Yeah, they're not there on the way out.
I wonder if it's because like Xander like defeated his nightmare in that moment.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Wow. Anyway, title sequence. Sound effect. So yeah, the next day they're walking down the hallway singing
down the
dum dee dee dum dee dee dum. And Buffy's like, oh my god, did you see what happened? Oh well. And Willow's like, oh my god,
oh, Weddle.
Like, oh god, like spiders are awful, like, oh god, they do all this stuff, blah blah blah. And then Buffy says something,
they poop silk.
He poops silk and my mom makes it into a dress and she makes me wear it for my quinceañera. Anyway, no, she's like, oh, it's like a nightmare. Like, spiders are so gross. They have all of those legs and, ugh, like, sometimes I have dreams of them, like, crawling all over my face. Mizan was like, well, it's better than having Nazis crawl all over your face.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a weird like joke to make.
Yeah, okay. That's weird, but fine.
I guess that is what he dreamed about, hence yeah. The swastikas. And I was like...
And it's weird that like Willow's the one with the Jewish name.
That's so true.
So I guess Xander was saying that specifically to her.
Maybe, yeah. What a cunt! So, yeah. And then they're just going to the library and Buffy's like, Giles! He's
like, oh. That's just how she enters the library every time.
And he comes out from behind the stacks. He's behind the stacks. So I'm like, why are they called the stacks?
Yeah, that's a library term, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I think
I've only heard it in this show.
I think it's the term for just like the library books that aren't on shelves.
Right.
To be honest, I've made that up. Like, it could not be that at all. But I've heard
it's
that
like stacks of books.
Well, yeah, and I have heard that term.
Why would you just call it like the back?
Got lost in the back.
Yeah, sorry, I was out the back. Like, oh, I see, that makes sense because you are and you were. Anyway, he's like, and he looks all discombobulated. He's like, I got lost. And Buffy's like, that's weird. That's weird, Giles.
Giles.
So they just like talking to him about shit. And I think we could get like a cutaway to the master down below where he likes to hang out. And he's like, oh, can you... Oh, he's like, oh, fear is the strongest force in the universe. Not love, not hate, but fear.
Isn't that right, little child friend?
He's like, yes, that is right.
Yes, master.
Rangers. And then the master's like, oh, can you feel the psychic energy brewing above? Something big's about to happen. And then Buffy, Willow, and Xander go and find Wendell. And they're like, oh, Wendell, you okay? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm okay, man. Blah, blah, blah.
I just fucking love spiders, but they hate me.
Yeah. And they're like, what? And he's like, so I used to have this dream of like, no, he's like, oh, so one time at band camp. And Wendell's like, hey.
Yeah. I'll take that. Thank you very much.
But he's like, I went away to summer camp. When I come back, all my pet spiders had died because my brother had eaten them all. And so now I feel like intense guilt, and then I dream about them all coming to eat me. And they're like, oh, Wendell. Oh, Wendell.
Oh, Wendell.
I'm sorry about your arachnids.
Have some chocolate.
And then Cordelia walks past, and she's like, Buffy, there's a tuss and a hostra. And Buffy's like, a test?
Got a hostra at heart.
And then Buffy's like, what test? Blah, blah, blah. So she follows Cordelia to the test room. And then Cordelia's like, come on, it's in here. So Buffy gets in, and everyone's doing the test. She sits down to do the test, breaks her pencil. The clock says 20 past 11. She starts the test. Doesn't know anything. Looks up. It says like 10 past 12 now. And then the bell rings, and she's like, what the fuck? And she sees a creepy kid in the hallway, like looking in through the
door. Yeah, and it's like, ooh, creepy kid making people's nightmares happen.
I think it's a young Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure that's him. I was like, it could not. It could be a kid that looks like him. But I think it's him.
That didn't occur to... If it's not him, then it...
Yeah.
Yes, those are the two options. Yeah. I was about to just repeat exactly what you said.
Oh, God. So that, and then, yeah, and then some girl comes out of her class talking to her friend, and she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go for a... And then she does like a smoking mime break. So yeah, the girl goes downstairs to light up, and then she sees a guy with a club coming towards her. And it's so scary, and he beats her up. And it's like, oh, no, no, no. But so she gets taken to hospital, and Buffy and... Giles go and visit her because this is all spooky strange. They ask her questions like, who did it?
Who did this?
And they shake her and slap her like, you fucking tell me. And she's like, I don't know, I didn't see.
But he said lucky number 19.
Oh yeah, because the club guy said that to her down in the basement. So because when they ask her, what did he look like, she can't really respond because she gets too overwhelmed. And I thought the actress was really good in this. And she's like, he said lucky number 19. They're like, what? She's like, he said lucky number 19. That's weird, right? They're like, yes, that is weird.
Yeah, Giles is like, yes, yes, it is.
Yes, that is weird. Just like her face right now.
Burn. face. Come on, Buffy.
And as they're walking down the hallway, they ask the doctor, as they say, like, they say, oh, stuff? Then the doctor's like, yes, she's the second one this week. And they're like, the second one this week? And then he's like, yeah, this kid coming in. No, he's not English. This kid coming in the other, he's not that either. This kid.
Whatever that is.
This kid coming in the other day.
He's a cyborg.
No, he's just been smoking his whole life and now he's just speaking through a voice box. And then like, oh, then the doctor's like, yeah, he got beaten into unconsciousness. They're like, oh, that's sad. And then, so back at school, more weird things are happening. Like Cordelia opens her locker and finds out her hair's all frizzy. She's like,
Yeah, more nightmare stuff happens. Giles can't read.
Yeah, because Buffy goes into the library and she's like, Giles.
He's like, Giles.
And then he's like, yes, I just got a load of newspapers and I'm trying to scan it for important stuff. But damn it. She's like, what? And then he's like, I can't read. And she's like, you can read in like 5 languages. He's like, yes, I can, but I can't right now.
I simply don't have time right now, Buffy.
Yes, I'm too busy playing my Nintendo Game Boy. He holds it up to the screen. It's like, yes, now, what's a game that just came out? Pokemon, I guess.
I chose Squirtle and I regret it. Got me through the first gym, but now I'm at the second one and I'm fucked.
Anyway, buy it at your local Target. and then Buffy's like, hold on a minute, I'm a Newton bidder. And then she picks up the paper. And then she's like, that's the kid from the hospital. It's a photo of the kid that she's been seeing around school. And she's like, I've been seeing him around school. He got put into a coma.
Joseph's like, Joseph.
It's like, wait, where's my coat?
That's not enough colours.
And then Giles is like, ah. Okay, that's it because the kid is wearing a 19 on his baseball jersey.
Yeah.
And then Buffy's like, lucky number 19.
And then Buffy's dad arrives in the library.
Yeah, so Buffy's dad shows up because she's meant to be spending the weekend with him. So he's like, Buffy, come talk me in the...
Buffy, sit down, talk Buffy, with me.
Buffy, old chum, good to see you. Come recline with me outside. So they go outside and sit on a bench and he's like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, man.
You're the reason your mom and I got divorced. You fighting and being in a gang and riding a motorcycle. She's like, I didn't do any of those things. He's like, sorry, that's my other kid.
She's called Buffy as well.
I call her Buffy too. Not as in T-O-O, but also that works. Let me phone her. Okay, Buffy too. It's not T-W-O anymore. It's T-O-O, okay? It's like, okay, Dad. I'm going to change your birth certificate on the way home.
Yeah. You do all the paperwork. Yeah. I don't have time.
But he's like, I don't want to see you on the weekends anymore. I don't really get anything out of this.
Yeah, so. Buffy's like, emotional damage.
Yeah, that whole scene was really intense, I thought.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Very well. Sarah Michelle Gellar does an emotional scene well.
Yeah.
I think. This one, and then later in episode 12, the one where she hears that the prophecy says she's going to die.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, girl.
Yeah. Anyway, Buffy sees Joseph Gordon-Levitt again. And she's like, ah, kid. So she chases him.
Kicks him.
Yeah. Just drop kicks him.
Yeah.
And she's like, Mortal Kombat. yeah, she follows him into a gym. She's like, oh, what are you doing here? And he's like, And she's like, are you the kid from the thing? And he's like, yeah, like I got beaten up by my coach. Or he says, like, I got beaten up because I missed the ball on the team. And she's like, what? And he's like, I missed the ball and coach said it was all my fault. And then she's like, oh, is he the one who beat you up or something? And he doesn't answer. And then she says, like, what are you doing? And something like that. And he's like, oh, I'm trying to run from the bad man.
Yeah, the ugly man.
The ugly man. She's like, who's the ugly man? And he's like, he's here. She's like, what? And he's like, he's here. She turns around and he is here.
He sure is.
Then they fight.
Yeah, but Buffy can't. He's like too strong for Buffy to fight. Which is like...
She like does all kinds... She jumps on the bench to reach his height.
She does all kinds of spinny kicks and stuff. All her signature moves.
Yeah.
And she just can't make anything happen.
Anyway, so her and the kid run outside. And she's like, well, who is that? We need to go and do this thing. You need to get back to the library. And he's like, no, we have to hide. That's what we do. We hide and then he comes. And then she's like, all over your face? And he's like, yeah.
He's going to be charged with more crimes than we explicitly laid out in this episode.
You don't want to know what that club turns into. And then Buffy's like, oh, no, kid. And then the ugly man appears outside and starts chasing them again. And they run through a hedge and end up in La Cemetery.
La Cemetery. Which I assume is what cemetery is.
And it's all fucking dark. It's nighttime. It's fucking dark. Buffy's like, oh, God. And he's like, oh, God.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Xander and Willow have, like, set out to try and find Buffy.
Oh, yeah. They all go to split up to find
her. Yeah. And this is where we get the swastikas.
Yeah. So Xander goes. That's it. Because earlier on, Xander walked into a classroom and his clothes had disappeared. And that was a nightmare. So he's wearing, like, a Sunnydale High School PE outfit. Which I was like, that's cool. I want that.
And he keeps finding like a trail of candy bars.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Where's that from?
I was just trying to think of where that's from.
Then he's like, when he sees a hurricane bar and he's like, oh man, a hurricane bar. I haven't had one of these since my 6th birthday party. And then he turns around and you hear like a clown going, and then he slashes through the curtain. It's a killer clown.
Yeah.
Like, that really, I was like, that is scary.
That's pretty scary.
And Xander runs screaming.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Willow has been dressed up.
Cause she went down into the basement to see if she can find any find Buffy, I guess, because that's where the girl was like beat up, and she gets dragged backstage at a show and she's like, what? And the guy pushes her out on stage in this outfit and she's with an opera singer, and the opera singer starts operating.
Yeah, and this is where we get the same shots of the audience from the episode before.
And he's like, I feel a
I mean, she gives it a go.
Yeah. And then I guess she runs off stage.
Yeah, just like she did before when that audience was looking at her.
Yeah. And then she meets Giles. Has Giles had like another fear thing in the meantime?
I think his fear is that Buffy has been killed. But well, because when they walk into the graveyard bit where it's permanent nighttime, they see Buffy's grave and they're like, whose nightmare is this? And he's all like, it's mine.
It's mine. Oh, I should have done better by you. Oh, Slayer. Oh, Slayer. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I should have done better by you.
Oh, I should have been training. I should have been down the pub. And then Buffy's hand reaches out the thing to grab him. Because meanwhile, Buffy met the master in the graveyard.
Yeah, she has climbed out of that, like, full 6-foot grave and has not a speck of dirt on her.
And then she gets out of the grave and she's like, oh, thank God. And then Willow's like, Buffy, your face! And she's like, what? She feels her face and she sees that she's a vampire.
Oh, no, I've been vamped.
And Giles is like, oh, Buffy, I don't know what to do. And then Buffy's like, I think I do. We need to get to the hospital.
Yeah, and then they have a whole scene with Billy's unconscious body.
Yeah, so we're like, let's take turns.
He suffered a lot of trauma already, but...
It's the only way to stop this madness, Bobby.
It's only his astral body that will actually witness it.
Oh, God, but the bad man, the ugly man, shows up and Buffy beats him up. And then Buffy's like, I know what you gotta do, Billy. And he's like, no, I don't want to. He's like, come here. So he gets, like, the astral Billy comes over and lifts up the guy's, like, skin mask.
Yeah, peels the guy's face off.
There's light emanates from it. And then everything goes back to normal.
Yeah.
And then Billy's coach comes to visit.
Yeah, Billy, the real Billy, wakes up.
Yeah. And then the coach is like, oh, man, thank God he's awake. Like, no, he's like, oh, I'm wanting to come on.
Why did I come and check out Billy?
Here's me lucky number 19. And then Buffy's like, oh.
Oh, wait, you're the ugly man. And he's like, excuse me?
Yeah, then he's like, how is Billy? And then Buffy's like, awake. And then Billy's like, Billy, it's not my fault. There are 11 other people on the team. Something, something. And then the coach.
Or however many people are in a baseball team.
Yeah, there were 50 other people on the team.
There were 500 other people on that team. And you damn well know it.
Coach tries to run, and then the Giles and Xander grab him and stop him.
Yeah, and so is it that the coach beat him up and put him in a coma?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
For not, like, catching the ball or whatever.
What a bastard.
Right. Then I can't really remember how it ends.
They walk out of the school and are like, well, he's behind bars now. Another job well done for the Buffy squad.
Yeah, end of episode, I guess. I don't know, does like a cool quip happen or something?
I can't remember.
Yeah, let's just say they all fucking like wraps their pinkies around each other's pinkies and says, let's promise not to ever tell anyone what we did in that room.
Yes, Joseph Gordon, leave it.
Have you been sitting on that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to get it in.
Oh, fucking hell. So, yeah. End of this episode. I hope you guys had a riot. Or at least a
yeah,
small
hope you
disagreement.
Went out and... Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, where can they find us, Tom?
They can find us on bloody Instagram. They sure can, at PoorlyRedPod.
Yeah, or join up to our Patreon to get even more of our jubbly goodness.
Yes.
Patreon.com/PoorlyRed, $3.99 a month, 2 episodes a month of our series, Poorly Red, at the movies.
Yep, sure can. Fucking merch at PoorlyRed.redbubble.com.
Fucking merch!
At PoorlyRed.redbubble.com. Some cool shit up there.
Yeah. You can email us, but I don't really want you guys to anymore.
Oh, yeah, the email. I don't think we've said the email address once.
No, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, we shouldn't. Yeah, all right. We've got an email address, but don't.
Yeah. Oh, God, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And Buffy's been Fluffy.
But yeah.